A powerful crack in the distance snapped Sazwick out of his trance. Icy chills of terror penetrated his whole body. Primal fear reverberated up his spine, shook his neck, and opened his eyes with anxious vigilance. The top rank were known for being proudly and even stubbornly stoic. But Sazwick was on a foreign planet and stirred to his core. His mind scanned its database of relatable references for an answer. The sound was somewhere between the snap of a thick branch and the blast of the guard's laser guns. Whatever it was, Sazwick knew that he had to be on his toes. He rose to his feet and crept out of the cave with curious caution. The first rays of sunlight were making their way over the landscape, giving the environment a surreal, dreamlike quality. Long shadows of trees stretched over everything. The grasses were glazed with dew, and peculiar birds sang songs celebrating dawn. With intense alertness, Sazwick made his way towards the source of the astonishing sound. He maneuvered like a shark, fluidly swimming in silence through the dense underbrush.
Crack!
The sound pierced his ears. This time, it was uncomfortably close. Sazwick tiptoed his way towards a clearing to get a good view. He hid behind a gargantuan tree and slowly leaned his head out like a scout on the lookout. Movement, just on the other side of the clearing. Before he could make out the specific features, Sazwick knew it was a human. The human was adorned in clothing that blended with the environment almost perfectly. Though its body seemed to be hairless, its head and face had some hair. Most peculiar of all, it was creeping through the woods, just as Sazwick had, or trying to. But this human seemed much slower and awkwardly lumbering than even the least athletic Chiati. Sazwick almost laughed, but then he saw it. The human raised what looked like a primitive version of the guard's laser rifles, and it pointed directly at him. They stared at each other for what seemed like an eternity. Sazwick, letting his fear fall at the feet of this intrinsic connection, reached out through the unseen realms to try to communicate with the human. The first thing he noticed was that the human was utterly terrified, maybe even more so than himself. Sazwick emitted energetic thought forms of compassion and kinship towards the human, and as they mingled with his field, he felt the human begin to reciprocate the same energy. Time stood still. For this mini-eternity, Sazwick understood. It was total understanding. He truly knew this human and all humans in a way that his mind couldn't quite grasp. But as he reached for an explanation, he slipped back through the fabric of space and time. The universe spun back into motion as the human lowered his clumsy version of a laser rifle. The human shook his head in disbelief, as if to wake himself from a dream, then turned around and ran in the opposite direction. Sazwick chose to not follow the peculiar human. The guard's strict orders played out in an ominous loop in his head. "You are free to roam the wilderness of planet Earth. Do not interfere with the human affairs, and do not let humans even see you." His thoughts then moved to the top-ranked badge, which gripped his right ankle like a parasitic snake. "And this thing," Sazwick growled in frustration, wishing it wasn't there. One of Goa's favorite old Wakan poems came to him. "I have eyes to see the situations I can't control. I have eyes to see those I can. Yet no matter the matter, I always hold the power to control my own reactions." Realizing that he could do nothing about the tracking device right now, he closed his eyes and breathed away his frustrations. Sazwick stood motionless in the same spot where he had seen the human, and pondered the situation.